2 weeks ago, a young adult male burst into a crowd in a supermarket, opened fire with a light caliber handgun. The results were several dead, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old child. In addition, several were wounded, including a sitting U.S. congresswoman. An additional fact should be noted is that the judge and the congresswoman and their aides were affiliated with the liberal progressive left. In a matter of a few hours, all the major outlets of the liberal media, including the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, were laying the blame for these events at the feet of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, the NRA, the Tea Party, and Sarah Palin. Every editorial was geared toward imputing guilt for the events of that Saturday on anyone who did not purport to serve Barack Obama and his liberal agenda. In an uncommon action on the part of the conservative right, they responded quickly and vehemently against the false charges leveled against them. Then, as the facts became known about the shooter, it is evident from the reports of his personal life, along with his own written statements concerning his views and favorite reading material, that he had no connection whatsoever with any conservative idea. If he was anything, he was the product of 40 years of liberal intrusion into religion, education, and every other layer of society. Ignoring all the facts concerning the shooter, the liberal left continued to slander and basically lie about the motives and the backgrounds of the young killer. Sarah Palin finally had the nerve to call this avalanche of innuendo and falsehood exactly what it was, a blood libel. Many people today do not understand the term blood libel, and a brief history is necessary to establish the correctness of Mrs. Palin in using that term concerning her political opponents. 200 years before Christ, the Greek rulers of Syria promoted an idea among their subjects that the Jews would capture Greek soldiers and keep them alive in their temple for 1 year. At the end of the year, they would offer these soldiers as human sacrifices and use their blood in other religious rituals. This absurdity was later transferred by the Romans and the Jews to the early Christian church. The claim was made that church members would take non-Christian children and consume their body and blood as part of their communion service. Muhammad, 600 years later, picked up on this idea and proposed the notion that the Jews would use Muslim children as sacrifices for Passover. During the Crusades, this idea was imported into Northern Europe, where the Jewish community was often accused of murder any time an apparently healthy child died suddenly. In short, a blood libel has always been a series of lies and innuendos directed at a specific group or individual simply to justify stealing their property, destroying their character, or taking their life. Anyone who looks at history, at the history and written materials of the young man guilty of the crimes committed in Arizona, can clearly see that he shares no views whatsoever with any of the people who are being blamed for his actions. Having personally read Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, Das Kapital, and the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, I can say without reservation his political affiliations would have definitely been tied to the liberal left. He was obviously raised in a family and in a society that had no regard for morals or their creator. This young man was undoubtedly an ardent evolutionist and believed that he was the arbiter of the values whereby he would live his life without regard to or even to the detriment of others. While he will stand before God Almighty and be judged according to his own actions as a morally responsible being, if there's any guilt to be found in the motivation of his, for his actions, it lies firmly at the feet of his adult victims and the failed society and political views they have espoused and supported throughout their adult lives. Lest any should say I'm laying a blood libel at the feet of the victims and Barack Obama, let it clearly be noted that the icons of the liberal left are mass murderers such as Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, and Che. The truly telling aspect of the murderous intent of the liberal left can be found in the fact that our current sitting president, the ultimate liberal, began his political career in the living room of one Bill Ayers and his wife, both of whom were domestic terrorists in the 1960s. Mr. Ayers, who is still a close advisor of Mr. Obama, has said as recently as last year where his only regrets concerning his terrorist acts is that he wished he had done more and that more people had died. The lesson to our churches should be that the liberal left will do anything to continue the mass murder of the unborn through abortion, to promote euthanasia to murder the elderly and the infirm, and to reintroduce the eugenics program of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Hitler back in the United States as quickly as possible. The liberal left will promote and fund any illicit or aberrant sexual behavior that man can imagine. This results in the spread of syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, hepatitis, and AIDS. Each one of these diseases leaves tremendous suffering, and with AIDS and hepatitis, death. When the church protests the so-called sex education and distribution of condoms, we are accused of putting our children and society at risk. This is a blood libel. We should name it as such as it is in our churches, and we should approach the world and all of its institutions with that in mind. There can be no compromise, nor can there be any retreat. If we are to forestall these events from happening again, it is absolutely necessary we stand on the scriptures in our churches, demand compliance on the part of our members, and separate ourselves from those who refuse to honor the plain teachings of the Word of God. This has to start with reverence for the Bible in Genesis 1:1 and extend all the way through to the last verse of Revelation. When we are slandered, we must respond immediately and without pity, directly from the Word of God. Meekness is not weakness. Turning the other cheek does not mean that we should endorse, by our silence, a lie that is destroying the souls of men. The events in Arizona were tragic. The death of any human being outside the will of God. To take this a step farther, it's an even greater tragedy that unfortunately most of those souls are now trapped in eternity in a place of suffering and darkness. It is the responsibility of the church and everyone who names the name of Jesus Christ to study the scriptures and then to shout that truth from the rooftop. This is the only way to forestall a similar tragedy in the future.